Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Tonic. Oh, this is another episode on Tuesday Tonic. I hope you've been blessed so far on the previous episodes. So before we go on to today's episode, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another Tuesday, another opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we ask that you will speak to us through my vocal cords. I ask that, Lord, every one of us that is listening or will listen, we ask that you will speak to us, you will heal our bodies, you will heal our souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Jesus, thank you for you are here. Holy Spirit, I ask that, Lord, you will speak and you will touch every heart this evening. Even as we go into today's word, I ask that, Lord, everyone will be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. Praise God. So we'll be looking at the miracles of Jesus. Today, we'll be looking at a different miracle. Okay? And I want to call it instructive miracle. Throughout last week, it's been 2 weeks, and this word has been dropping in my heart. Okay, this instructive miracles to talk about it has been coming strong in my heart, but I just said, oh, it's not the right time. And then today I was just trusting God on which of the miracles to discuss, and this was more prevalent in my heart, so I would like us to talk about it. We'll be reading from the book of Luke chapter 17, from verse 11 to 19. I read Luke 17, verse 11 to 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. So let me stop at verse 15. So this was talking about the 10 lepers. Unlike the first miracle we talked about on this podcast, okay, that was in Matthew chapter 8 from verse 1 to 3. Jesus touched the leper and he was cleansed before he asked him to go show himself. Now, this miracle is quite different. They lifted up their voice to Jesus and said, heal us, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus said, go. It was an instruction they were giving. Remember, I said today we are talking about instructive miracles. I've found that in the Bible, okay, we have creative miracles. Now, this is an instructive miracle. Jesus did not lay his hand on these lepers. He just asked them to go show themselves. And in their obedience, they got their miracle. An instruction was given. They followed the instruction, not minding the mode it came, not minding that their hands was not laid on them. They did not look for the spectacular. They just followed that simple instruction and they were healed. He said, go show yourselves. The Bible says, as they went, verse 14, and it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were healed, they were cleansed. So these guys, they obeyed the instruction, that simple instruction, and they were healed. There's a story in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, 1 to 14. about the story of Naaman. The same thing happened to him. Instruction. So today I just want us to know that when it comes to healing, healing might come in different ways. The most important thing is for you to receive it. Now, it might come as an instruction from whoever is praying for you. It might come as an instruction, okay, by the Holy Spirit. You could be praying for yourself and the Holy Spirit will give you an instruction. Do this and you'll be fine. Do this and you'll be good. Or go to the hospital and you'll be fine. And that is just it. 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm not going to read the whole story, 1 to 14. I'm not going to read it. I just want to focus on, let me refocus from 10 to 14. And Elisha sent a messenger. This is Naaman. Okay, Naaman was a big guy back then. And then he had leprosy. And you can read the whole story from chapter 5, from verse 1. But let's read verse 10. And Elisha said unto a messenger, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, he was angry, and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out, he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand on over the place and recover the leper. Remember I said, some people might be expecting that laying of hands. Verse 12, he said, are not Abana and Pharpar and rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. He was offended. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now he obeyed that instruction. So you might be praying or trusting God for healing. And the person ministering the healing to you might just say, oh, do this. It could be jump. It could be start laughing. It could be don't do this. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. It could be change your mattress. It could be go to the hospital and get a doctor's prescription on this. It could be anything. Simple obedience will change everything. I need us to know that apart from laying of hands and praying for the sick, instructions, obedience to instructions will also heal the sick. These men were asked in these two different stories, the New Testament and the Old Testament, they were given instructions and they obeyed and they got their miracle. Yes, I know that some people say, I know, yes, because of how the times are, some instructions are outrageous. Some instructions given are not spiritual, like they are not divine, they are not from God. Some of them can be demonic, like doing some very terrible things, you know, or in the name of somebody getting their healing. But when you know that this person, you've confirmed in your heart, the Bible says that it is a spirit that witness to us that we are sons of God. If you know in your heart that what this person is saying to you is of the Spirit, obey. Or this man or woman of God or child of God, believer, is of God and has given an instruction, obey. Or it could even be you yourself, trusting God for healing, and you hear in your heart. Maybe you are led somehow, you feel in your heart to do something. Or, you know, instructions might come in different ways depending on your relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you get an instruction to do something. Yield. Yield. I can remember many years ago, and for a while I had this chronic waist pain, okay, chronic waist pain, and it was so bad that I was crying one of those days and crying and asking God for mercy and all that, and asking God, what do I have to do, for this pain in my waist that has been occurring and reoccurring for years. What do I have to do? And the Holy Spirit told me, stop taking carbonated drinks. Stop taking soft drinks. It sounded very simple. But you know what? I stopped taking soft drink and I experimented. I stopped taking carbonated drinks for a period of time. And that pain stopped. And I noticed that each time I take drinks, those carbonated drinks, I take it one, two, I take it for a while, that waist pain will come back again. So I knew that taking that was the cause of that chronic waist pain. So it could be that, oh, stop eating this, change your diet, start working out, start doing this. Or, like they said, as I said, go show yourself to the priest. He might ask you to do something. Whatever the instruction is, obey. Don't, yes, our faith is also needed. Your faith is needed because if he asks you to do something, you obey. You obeyed by faith. Your faith is needed for that instruction to be carried out. These 10 lepers, okay, we know this story as Thanksgiving story, but it was different. When that story came up in my heart and I was reading it, the Lord showed me something different from it. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And they went. They obeyed. They had faith because of Jesus was the one that gave them the instruction. He said, go show yourself. And they went to show themselves to the priest. On their way, they had not gotten there. On their way, their miracle came. Their miracle showed up. So today, I don't know the instruction you may have gotten, either from God or from someone that's ministering healing to you. I don't know the instruction that may have come to you, and you're saying, ah, this thing is too simple now. For this cancerous issue, sickness, you're telling me to just bait. You're telling me to just do this, just that, to stop eating salt. That's all. It may seem very, very, very simple. The things of God can look simple, can be neglected, can be easily neglected, can be easily overlooked because of the simplicity in it. But you see, in the simplicity is the power of God. In simplicity is the power of God. So today, I want to encourage you. Whatever the instruction is, go show yourself. Go dip yourself 7 times in the pool. Whatever that instruction is that has come to you, stop that meal. Stop taking this. Start doing this. Go to the hospital. Get a surgery. Don't get a surgery. Whatever the instruction may be, obey. Obey. Because obedience is your faith applied. Obedience is your faith in action. And as you obey, you will see God's hand. You will see the desired miracle. Or it could be that you are not even born again. You are not born again. All you need to do is give your life to Christ. And the enemy will stop afflicting you. That affliction may be as a result of you still being a sinner. Until you give your life to Christ, like Colossians said, that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son, then you will see God's hand. You will see that that affliction will give way. Why? Because you obeyed. You obeyed. You obeyed. If you have not given your life to Christ, I beg you, give your life to Christ. That's the best thing that can ever happen to you. Satan will not have jurisdiction over you anymore. Satan will not have any right over you anymore because you are God's child. You are no more, you will no more be in his camp. You'll be moved, you'll be pulled out from his camp into God's camp. And then you have the covering, God's backing. So this evening, I want to challenge you. If you have not given your life to Christ, let's start with that. You need to give your life to Christ. That might be the instruction for you today. Give your life to Christ and you'll be free. Receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and you'll be free. That's all. And you will be free. So if not giving your life to Christ, this is an opportunity. Just repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I have heard your word today. I receive this instruction that you have given for me to give my heart to you. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I confess you as Lord and personal Savior. I know you died for my sin, and you also resurrected, and you are seated above. Today, I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for I am born again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, I thank you for everyone that has made that commitment, that made that prayer tonight. Thank you because they are saved. Thank you because you came for those that are saved. Thank you because it's your heart desire that we should be saved. Lord, I ask that this one that have given their hearts to you, that you will hold them, you will keep them. That Lord, they will stand strong, they will grow in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is listening or will listen, that has been given an instruction concerning their health, concerning their business, concerning one thing or the other that is troubling them, and they are yet to obey. But they've heard the word today. Lord Jesus, I ask that as they obey, as they follow that instruction that has been given to them through a child of God, through a servant of God, through the Holy Spirit, however the instruction has come to them, and they follow today, I ask that they receive their healing in the name of Jesus. Even as the 10 lepers, as they went in obedience, they received their healing. I pray for everyone as they do that which you have instructed, as they do that which you have instructed, Lord, they receive their healing now in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is having pain in their leg, as they stretch forth their leg in obedience, stretch forth that leg. As they stretch forth their leg in obedience, the pain goes. That leg that was not able to move about, that leg that was not able to walk, that leg receives life in the name of Jesus. I pray for children that are being troubled by one sickness or the other today in the name of Jesus. As their parents lay their hands on them in obedience, the sickness disappears now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Everyone that is trusting God for one healing or the other, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the healing. Thank you, Father, for everyone who has trusted in you for one healing or the other. Thank you because they have received their healing. Their bodies receive healing. They receive the healing from the throne of grace. Thank you because it is done. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You've been healed. You've been healed from that sickness. As you take that step of faith, as you obey that instruction, you will see the healing. Praise God. So I'd like you to share this podcast to your friends and family, loved ones, and let them hear and listen so that they too will receive their healing in Jesus' name. Also, on the comment section, if you've received the healing, you've received healing, you can type there. Share your testimony with us, or you've given your, or you just gave your life to Christ. You can also type there so that we can join you in prayers and also share the word that will keep you in this season. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tonic. See you next week on Tuesday Tonic. God bless you.